turn to the book of Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, we're going to read verses 14 through 18 together. Philippians chapter 4, verses 14 through 18. Just so you know, there's a long name in verse number 18. It's Epaphroditus, all right? I figured I'd give you a head start on how to say that so we don't have to slow down too much. But Philippians chapter 4, verses 14 through 18, let's read this passage responsively. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. And let's finish on verse 18 together. Ready? But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. And let's pray. Father, thank you again for the word of God. Lord, would you take this poor, sinful preacher, man that is just as much man as every other human being on the face of the earth. Would you allow the word of God to do its work? Lord, we need you to teach it. Lord, you've used me as a mouthpiece, a microphone to proclaim it. May your people get the truth that they need tonight in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I am going to lift one little line out of this passage tonight, and it says, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Now, listen to me. I'm going to talk to you about giving and receiving. We are at a time of year where people look to buy gifts for the people they love due to Christmas. I'm not opposed to that, just so you know. But why is it that our world only lives this way one time a year? Why is it that we put so much into one day a year and we forget the other 364 days? I don't understand it. I also know that at this time of year, listen to this statement, people expect to get. They expect to receive. And bear with me, the calls come into the church this time of year expecting the church to pay their bills, give them money, help them with this, help them with that. And by the way, I help as many people as I can all year long. But whereas we get one or two calls a week, I'm getting three and four calls a day. No lie. It's amazing how many people get upset because they don't get what they wanted. It just amazes me. Our world needs to learn what giving and receiving are all about. Now, I need everybody to look at me for just a second here. I love you. I'm going to say some hard things here for the next couple minutes. But if you'll listen and not get your guard up, I'll give you a way out of it in a minute here, all right? But I need to illustrate it a certain way. If you make a list of wants and people follow that list, giving and receiving are not complete. There is little to no love in that. Though the giver may buy something off the list that you have or buy everything on your list, and though that person may love you, they're simply filling an order. They're not loving you. You could have way more fun and way more love and a more heartfelt Christmas if no lists were ever made. I'll promise you. Now, if you could look for a gift that you think the receiver would like without being told what they would like, you would learn how to love that person in your giving. Boy, that's important. Listen to this. This does not mean that you give them what you want for you. Let me show you what I mean. I should not buy for my wife a new rifle so she can go hunting. Now, I might think that's a pretty good gift for me. I don't need one, just so you know. I got all the weapons I need. Now, I might like that. And because I like it, she'll like it. That's not what I'm talking about. Fellas, just because you go out and buy her a brand new skill saw does not mean she's going to like it. And ladies, just because you buy him a new frying pan doesn't mean he's going to like it. Especially when you smack him upside the head for buying you a rifle with it. Now, wait a minute. I'm not talking about you buy them what you like. I'm talking about you find out what that person likes without them knowing, and you find something you think that they would like. Then you have given with love. Does that make sense? This means you draw close enough, you listen to, you watch, and you pay attention to what that person likes, says, does, and you say, I found something that matches their personality. I think they're going to like this. I bought my wife's engagement ring without her knowing. By the way, we need to get back to that. I get sick and tired of couples going out and picking out their engagement rings. Oh, my soul. When I worked in a Bible college, guys would come to me and say, Brother Bush, what should I do? I said, don't tell her. I'll go with you. Where do you want to buy it? I don't know. Let's go here. Okay. So I would go. And I would help pick out a ring for the young man to give to his fiance. Most of the time I knew him. And you don't go out and buy a girl with fingers that are that long a rock that's that big. And I knew what styles and different things. I can pick out jewelry pretty well. You say, how'd you do that? Because I would learn both of them. I learned how to figure out both of them and match with the personality. And it's amazing how much more those couples enjoyed it. When you go out and pick your rings together, well, I want her to have exactly what she wants. She should want what you want her and think she would want. Because you love her enough. Now, hang in there. Here we go. This means, okay, I have two sons, okay? I have one son that's like me and loves baseball. I mean, he just enjoys the sport of baseball. And like me, he'll play all the others, but baseball's his favorite. I have another son that he'll play baseball, but his favorite sport's basketball. Now, when you're 5'8", you don't love basketball. When I grew up in basketball country, basketball and football, all right? My Christian school that I went to when I was a freshman, the starting five on the varsity, four of the five could dunk the basketball. I didn't try out. You say, why? Because I would have been the basketball. I was at that time about 5'5", 5'6", and I'm playing with guys 6'3", 6'4", who dunked the basketball. Forget you. I got enough sense not to go out there and just sit on the bench. All right? I knew better. Basketball's not my forte. I don't understand why you run up and down the court and you can't hit the guy. They always blow the whistle and go at me. I don't understand that. You know, if you can't catch him, you throw him on the floor, amen? That's just in me, all right? I was not the basketball player, but my other son is. Did you know that I did not try to live my high school sports through my boys? You know, I went out and shot basketball with the one that shot basketball. I went out and threw the baseball with the one that liked baseball. and enjoyed my time with both of them because I got to know them both at the level they wanted to be at. By the way, they both like guns. Now, one likes hunting. The other, as long as something's moving, he likes hunting. The other time, he's out there sleeping. I've been out in the field and watched deer walk right by one of my boys thinking, how come he's not shooting? I bet you he fell asleep. He did. He woke up one day and there was a deer 5 feet from him sniffing him. You bonehead. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong, and I'm not saying it's sinful to have a Christmas list. That's your way out, folks. What I am saying is more love will be expressed without a list. I'm not saying giving a gift that would be on someone's list is a bad thing. But more love will be expressed by you giving something that's not on somebody's order list. Now, tonight, I want to teach you how to give and how to receive in a biblical way. I would ask that if you will apply the Bible principles, Bible logic, in all areas of your life, not just Christmas time. Got that? It's not just a Christmas message. There are 364 other days. The truth is far more important than for just Christmas. Now, let me say right here, and I want every eyeball right here, I am not asking anything for my family. You all take care of us. I don't need anything from you. This is not why I am teaching this. I'm just going to throw it right off the top here. I am not asking for anything. Can I tell you what some of the greatest gifts have been to me? Little children that have done a card for me. A little Sheetz gift card here and there. You've given me some nice gifts. I've got 2 suits the church has purchased for me and a grill, and you've been very good to my family. I'm not asking anything of you. We live our life to give to you, not to get from you. And I mean that. So you spoil us. I'm not asking for me, but I want to teach you something from the Word of God that will revolutionize your life. Number one, if the receiver only orders the expression of love, the lover is limited. Let me say that again. If the receiver only orders the expression of love, the lover is limited. I'm going to wander around a little bit. Let me see if I can get this thing on. If my wife gives me a list of 5 different things that she says I can get for her, can I tell you something? I only have 5 ways to express my love to her. My wife will tell you. There's times I show up and I got something for her because I think she's going to like it. Has she liked all of them? Shut up. No, but at least she knew I cared enough to try. I gave up buying clothes for her on the surprise because I found out women's clothes aren't like men's. You can't buy just a certain size and it fits. You can't even do that with women's shoes. Now, a man, I can go to any store, get an 8.5, put it on, and it fits. Plain and simple, it's going to fit. But you can't do that with women. It might be a 3, it might be a 5. You know, you ask a woman, what size shoe? Well, it's from here to here, depending on the shoe. Okay, that doesn't make sense to me. All right? I think they do that to get women to go out and go shopping because they'll buy more things. But I don't know why. I just know it's true. If they did that to man's clothes, we ain't buying nothing. Now, wait a minute. If the receiver only orders by a list the expressions of love, the lover is limited by how to express their love. This is how the average person prays. Do you know that most of you, when you pray, say, God, this is what you give me. I need this. I need this. I need this. I need this. I need that. And if you don't do that, you don't love me. Well, I prayed and I asked God to spare mom or dad or my child's life, and God didn't do it, so God must not love me. Wait a minute. You only gave God one avenue of expression of love. Everybody doing okay? Sure. Hang in there. I told you, this one goes far deeper than Christmas. Why do you want to put a ceiling on God? Let me ask you a question. Why do you want to put a ceiling on the person that loves you? Do you know, I don't put a ceiling on the people that love me. My daughter, she'd been trying for weeks. Daddy, what would you like for Christmas? Nothing. Hunting season came around. I wanted to get some special tips for my arrows. I bought them. She said, I was going to get those. I said, that's fine. I can use them next year. But Christmas is after bow season. I needed them now. I said, I'm glad you want them. Okay. I wasn't mad. I didn't know she wanted to do that. Oh, wait a minute. I needed them earlier than Christmas, and I had the wherewithal when I bought them. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Let me use an illustration. Okay? Now, you can laugh. It will be funny, but there's a punch at the backside, so don't laugh too loud because you probably get slapped upside the head. Ladies, you come home and your husband cleaned the kitchen for you. Okay, that's the part you laugh at because you know he's not going to do it, right? But wait a minute. Let's say he cleaned the kitchen for you. I'll guarantee there's not a husband in this room that could put everything away in the exact spot she had it. Okay? Here's what usually happens. Oh, thanks. But you misplaced this. You didn't do that. You didn't do that. You didn't do that. Wait a minute. You just limited the expression of love by someone who loved you. Instead of getting ticked off that you can't find it, why not on the journey to try to find it, say, okay, it's not where I put it, but at least he loved me enough to try. Why not, instead of getting frustrated, why not focus on the love versus the frustration? Fellas, when she cleans out the garage because you won't, now you can't find your tools. Instead of getting mad, at least she tried. Okay, went from preaching to meddling real quick, didn't I? So many of us are complaining about the thing that's out of place that you squelched the love by the person that did it for you. Some of you squelched the love of a child because you're trying to teach them to do something for you, and because they didn't do it exactly the way you did it, now they're afraid to do it again because they didn't do it exactly the way you did it. Why not accept the love that they did it with? Wow. We often limit God. We limit our spouse. We limit our children. Children, listen to this statement. If you don't get one thing on your Christmas list this year, you ought to thank God for your mom and dad that tried to show you what love they could show. I think one year I told my kids to make a list. They made their list, and I threw them away and said, okay, we're not buying anything on that list this year for Christmas. Say why? I wanted to show them love by something that they had not yet seen. Everybody doing all right? Yes, huh. Guess what? If you don't put a limit on God, if you don't put a limit on the lover, sometimes you'll get more than what you thought you could get. Now, hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty exciting. I took my daughter out for her birthday. My wife and I did. Took her shopping. She thought she was going to get one or two things. I think she walked away about 8 or 10 different things. She got more than she was bargaining for, amen? Oh, Dad, you can't do that. Shut up. You can't tell me what to do. Get it. But I said, shut up. It's your birthday. Let me do it for you. Man, we had fun. She got more than she would have gotten had she just asked for something. Does that make sense to everybody? Man, I'm having fun up here. Number two, I got to hurry because we got a long point here. Number one, if the receiver only orders the expression of love, the lover is limited. Number two, the fun of giving is the lover looking for what they think the receiver wants. The fun of giving is the lover looking for what they think the receiver would want. Do you know, I know there are certain things I know my wife likes, but I like go and find those things I think she might like, that she doesn't know she might like a new rifle. Now watch this. I'm going to use a ridiculous illustration, but you'll understand. The waitress who takes your order at the restaurant does not love you because she filled your order. So why would it be that because you write out a list of things that this is how you express it, that doesn't mean they love you just because they got it? Everybody doing all right? Man. Most people this time of year turn into a giant waiter or a giant waitress and call it love. You've got a list from every child, from every nephew and uncle and aunt and grandma and grandpa, and you got lists from everybody. Oh, Lord. And then we stress out trying to fill everybody's orders. Throw the stupid lists away and walk through the stores and say, I think grandpa would like that. I think grandma would really like that. What is it? New teeth? No. Find something for them. Sorry. Not the kind you wind up and they go either, like Ellen's mouth. All right. Folks, you got to understand something. Just because you can buy something off of a list does not mean you told somebody you love them. You know, being close enough to someone to know what they might like is part of the fun of getting for somebody. I've been watching for months for something for my wife. She doesn't know it. I picked up on one thing she said months ago. Hang on. She doesn't even know she said it. She's over there thinking right now, what did I say? Is it this? I got to be careful. I really do. I have people that love me. I had one day I got up and said something, and within hours I had it. I said, I didn't do that. I didn't mean it for that. I said, no, preacher, you said you like it, and here it is. I don't tell you what I like anymore. Say why? Because I don't want you to think I'm saying it for that reason. That's why I said, I don't need another rifle. I really am teasing, all right? I got all the weapons I need. I even got ammunition because Brother Brining bought me a box of ammo, and tomorrow I'm going to probably drop something with it, amen? Lord willing. Wait a minute. Listen to this. Can I tell you what's fun? Being close enough to the person that you're buying something for that you find what they might want. Man, that's fun. I enjoy being close enough to people to find ways to express love to those people by finding something they might like. Wow. Getting the receiver to do what you want is not giving. It's getting. Do you know that if I write out a list and say, okay, Mindy and my wife, here's my list. This is what I want for Christmas. Just get this. I'm getting, but I'm not giving. And by the way, it's really not that much fun. If you already know what's in the box, why open it? Oh, good. My mom and dad are in Florida. I can say this. My brother and I used to know where they hid the presents. Man, I used to go feel them things, shake those things. I bet you I got that. You know, I did that one year, and I guessed every present, and it was a bummer year. It was not near as much fun. I didn't do it anymore. I really didn't. You say, why? It took the fun out of it. I'd start opening and, oh, a new football. I couldn't have guessed that. And it's got a T with it, you know. Wow. I didn't know I was getting that. Liar. You know, me getting my wife in a tree stand one time, great. But she didn't enjoy it. She went with me once. Why should me getting her what I want mean I gave to her? Y'all see what I'm saying here? Just because I got her to go into a tree stand and go hunting one time with me does not mean I gave to my wife. It means I got. Living your musical past through your children is not them getting from you, it's you getting from them. Fellas, making your son the sports hero that you never became is not you giving, it's you getting. And by the way, I've watched all of our kids play. There's none of them good enough to make a career of it. Don't worry. Can I tell you something? Learn what people like. Fellas, learn what your wife likes. Find out what her favorite perfume is. My wife will tell you, I have bought her probably 50 different kinds of perfume. Now, I can tell you what my favorite of hers is. But I can also tell you what her favorite is. I know what her favorite colors are. I know what my daughter's favorite colors are. Say why? Because I love them. I pay attention. I know what my daughter's favorite restaurant is. I know what her favorite foods are. Well, most of the time. Can I tell you something? Boys and girls, you need to find out what your parents' favorite things are. And instead of asking them for a list, why don't you just figure out what their favorites are and then go from there? Man, that's good stuff. When you get close enough to people to know what they like, whether you like it or not, it doesn't matter. Do you know there are things my wife likes I have zero interest in personally? But I've learned to have interest in them because she does. I still can't tell you it's my favorite thing to do. She likes cookbooks and cooking stuff. Okay, I'll buy them for her, but I'm not going to sit there and read them. I'll let her search through it and she'll say, what do you think of that? Yeah, that sounds okay. Okay, not that one. Didn't mean it that way. Try it. What's it got in it? Now, wait a minute. Let me switch areas. Hey, do you know how your boss likes their coffee? When I worked in the machine shop, I knew all three of my supervisors how they liked their coffee. I had one supervisor like 4 creams and 3 sugars and a little bit of coffee. I had another supervisor like 3 creams, no sugar. I had another one that liked 2 of each. I still remember, and I haven't worked in the machine shop in 24 years. I could, if they walk through that door right now, fix their coffee, know exactly, at least how they used to like it 25 years ago. Say why? Because I made sure every shift they had fresh coffee when I started my shift. Say why? Isn't that how you get along with your boss? It sure did make working with your supervisor a whole lot easier. Next, and I've got 6 minutes to finish, and I will. You learn to receive. Listen to this. You learn to receive by giving in love. You know how you learn how to receive something? By giving. I'm very awkward at getting. I have a whole lot of fun in giving. My wife will tell you, I love to give. I do. I enjoy it. I'm a little awkward receiving, though. But can I tell you how I learned to receive? By giving. And the more I love, the more I like getting from people that love. Not because I like getting, because I like the love. It's not the gift, it's the expressor, not the expression. I love it. Can I tell you something? I love giving suckers out to the kids almost every Sunday night at my office. Can I tell you why? I get to tell them I love them. I get to express love to them. And every once in a while, I get notes back, or I get this back, or I get something from this one. Hey, it's not what I get. It's the fact that they love me enough to do something. Wow. You see, it's not the expression that is, or the what you got, it's the expression behind it. The more you learn to love and look for what others might want, you're going to realize somebody else did that for you. And that will mean more than the actual gift. You know, every mom in here knows what I'm talking about. When your kid comes into the house with six dandelions that are about ready to wilt over and say, I picked these for you. Oh, aren't they beautiful? There's never been a dandelion in the world that was beautiful to me. Not one. And every one of you mamas is lying that they're beautiful, but really you're not, because it was the expression of love behind it that made it beautiful. Everybody doing all right? God accepts our love because he tries to love us. Let me show you what I mean. Some of you shout amen and express your love to God. Some of you just sit there and nod your head. Okay, not. But this way. Some of you do this. Okay, that's not an expression of love. All right? I watch some of you express your love to God by crying. You get happy and you cry. God touches your heart and you cry. Amen, Arlene? Some of you just laugh. Some of you get happy and you just giggle. Some of you just go around telling everybody what God did. That's your way of saying, God, I love you. Do you know that God accepts all those different expressions? God made you uniquely you to express your love to him in a unique way. You know, God doesn't say, here's five things. These are the only five ways you can tell me you love me. Do you know when I'm in this building all by myself, sometimes I sing? You say, why do you wait till the building's empty? Because nobody wants to hear it when it's full. Donnie, you have no business saying amen right there. None whatsoever. You know, there's times I express my love to God by singing. There's other times I express my love to my God like I did this morning and said, oh God, a little while that building's going to be full and I've got to preach, and I got something for him. I hope I can explain it right. God, I love you. I'll just talk to God. You know, there's times I express my love to my wife. I'll walk up, grab a hold of her, and lay a big one on her. And my kids will say, ooh, Dad, stop, stop, stop. Shut up. You're leaving. I'm not. There's other times I'll text her. Say, what do you text her? That's none of your business. None whatsoever. And we have some codes we use that you couldn't figure out. So, na-na-na-na-na-na. Now, wait a minute. There's other times I tell her I love her. There's times right in a smack dab in the middle of the day, I'll just either call her or text her and say, I love you. More than you could ever, 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 ever know. Say why? Because I want her to know I love her and I'm thinking about her. Huh. There's other times I'll stop while I'm out and I'll buy something for her and bring it home. Ooh. brownie points, amen? You know, not all the time. By the way, if she said, there's only three ways you can express your love to me, and that's it, that's boring. That's not real fun. Part of love is figuring out new things, amen? Watching Mrs. Brining chew out Brother Taylor was fun. Man, did we have new expressions of love, some I can't even repeat. The funny part was when he was chewing her out two nights before then, though. Now, wait a minute. When you give by loving and looking for what others might want, you're not thinking about getting. That's why when somebody gives to you that has given that way to you, it's not what they gave. It's the fact that they thought you might like it that makes it all much, that much better. Now, I'm done, except for my conclusion. And I want you to think with me for a minute. Did you know that God, if God asked man what he should have done for salvation, man would have never picked Jesus Christ leaving heaven, being born of a virgin, living a sinless life, being crucified, dying, and resurrecting from the dead to get to heaven? Man would have picked, well, we try to live our best and hopefully the good outweighs the bad. Man would have picked, we get baptized in a church or you join a church. Man would have picked, well, we'll try to do our best. God said, I got a gift for you that's far bigger. Aren't you glad God didn't let man order salvation? Aren't you glad God said, but God commandeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And he said, I've got a gift. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Not through Grace Baptist Church, not through the preacher, not through telling somebody all the bad things you did, not from turning from your sins, not from living a good life, not from some church sacrament or church liturgical official thing that you do. No, going to heaven is by trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior and that alone. Aren't you glad God said, let me show you what love's all about? Whew. That's powerful. You know, God did not ask man what he wanted. He said, this is how you get it. I'll express it in a way you could have never even asked for. When you get to the point in life in prayer where you say, God, this is kind of what I want, but it really doesn't matter. Whatever you want, that's what I want. Whew. Your life will change. I sat beside a family this week that had to say goodbye to a loved one. There was, medically speaking, no hope. And they said, preacher, would you pray? And I did. And I said, God, our wish is that they would get up and walk and everything be okay. But more than that, we want what you want. Some of you are mad at God over God taking somebody in your past. God didn't answer your prayer. Maybe he did in a way, and he loved you and you didn't even know it. You took it as God was mad at you instead of God loving you. Everybody doing okay? Some of us misinterpret answers to prayer. Do you know, I loved my children, but I didn't always give them what they wanted. You know, when they wanted ice cream at 7 o'clock in the morning, I didn't give it to them. When they, because I was waiting until I had grandkids to do it so I can get back at my kids. You know, when they wanted, you know, ice cream for breakfast, candy for lunch, and whatever else at supper, you know, cake and pie, and that's all they wanted to eat, I didn't do it. Oh, you were a mean parent. Yes. Sometimes you don't give them everything they ask for because they don't know what they're asking for. We know what's better. And God knows what's better for you, whether you know it or not. Wow. I'm glad God didn't look at me, Brother Ron, and say, Craig, how would you like salvation? I'm glad he said, you just leave it to me. I'll give you something far beyond anything. You know, I couldn't think of a place called heaven. I couldn't think of anything that great. But God could. Maybe giving and receiving needs to be looked at a little different. Maybe that little expression of love is more important than the gift that comes with it. Let's not worry about the size of the gift this time of year. Oh, I got to make sure I have this person spent for, this person, this person, this person. I'm not against all those things. But let's start looking for the love. And by the way, there's 364 other days a year that people need their love expressed. And we can give and we can receive, and let's learn to do it God's way. God said here, there was only one church that communicated with the Apostle Paul as far as giving and receiving. Wow, one church. Out of all those other churches, only one. And he said, I don't desire a gift of you. I'm not asking. But I'm just letting you know, you're the only church that's been keeping up with me. Wow. Only one. They really loved him, and he was expressing his love back to them. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm done. Maybe as children and teenagers and moms and dads and friends and church members, we need to re-look at our giving and our receiving. Just maybe. Just maybe.